We got one of the legends on the line.
He's one of the legends here, Corey Parker.
Morning, guys. How you going?
Yeah, good, mate. Hey, listen, we spoke to you last week about the Legends Lunch. Is there that period of time where you spent out of Origin? Do you want to get bitter and tell us the whole story on the day, do you think?
I can tell you some stories, but right, I just quite simply wasn't good enough, I don't think, during that period.
Oh, you never say that. When the career's finished, you're never not
builds
good enough. That's when you get better.
Builds resilience, though, doesn't it, Marto and Corey? Builds resilience
like
and you come back fighting stronger and
that's
better.
That's what you did. Later, hey, listen, tonight, Coz, I see all the experts in the paper. Let's say 26 tipsters, Margo. Only three have tipped the Broncos. Is that where we're at?
Oh, I think so, mate, just based on the performances that we've seen over the last sort of seven rounds. The Broncos, if you just look at pure facts, and that's sort of all the tipsters are looking at, the Broncos have won three games, and only beaten two teams, that being the Bulldogs and also South in round one. If you look on the flip side of things, the Sharks have certainly been one of the big mover and shakers in 2022 and have a superb brand of football going on at the moment.
Corey, I'm going to play you some audio that we heard from Kevvy Walters. I thought playing football was all about winning.
No, I know what we're doing here. We're heading in the right direction. I'm trying to not focus on winning and losing because that's not what I'm focusing on. It's about us getting better as a team.
What do you make of that, Coz?
Again, if you're just talking reality, the reality of what we do, it's a win-loss business. Yeah, surely you want to get better as a football team, but if you don't start winning, it makes it very, very difficult.
Well, you don't get a chance to get better if you don't start winning.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So I'm not sure what Kevvy's sort of alluding to there. Maybe he's trying to take the focus off the team and put it back on himself, but they'll have a real good indication of where they're at tonight up against one of the informed teams of the competition.
Hey, you see Gus Gould took the training session for the Bulldogs and they've won, what, one out of six or seven, whatever it is so far, the Bulldogs. Gus Gould, the director of football at the Bulldogs, jumped in over the top of Trent Barrett. Could you see Ben Eichen doing the same thing at the Broncos? Saying, Kevvy, look out of the way, son. I'll show you how it's done.
Eichen'd have to put a fair bit of sunscreen on to get out on the training paddock. But, mate, it's never a good sign when the head of football's jumping in and taking over training sessions. It could be a year cut short for Trent Barrett if that's the case.
All right, can I put the other one? The comment yesterday, and I think it was from Ben Eichen, Kevin Walters has the full support of the Broncos board. That's normally gets said before a coach gets sacked.
Again, we follow the trend in way things are going in terms of what boards say and don't say, but you're spot on there, Marto. At times we've heard boards say all those sorts of things, and then very soon after we know what sort of happened. But it could be very different for Kevin Walters and the Broncos, and they get an opportunity. They do. They get an opportunity at home again against one of the form teams of the competition, so we'll see what unfolds.
Lots of talk about the pairings, obviously. Hines v Reynolds, Sia Sofia Talakai, incredible form up against Katoni Stags. Because it would be safe to say that your spine is the core of your team and you win games off that core. We don't have a lot of stability in our spine. I mean, we've got Reynolds in the halves, but a rotating cast of 5'8", fullbacks and hookers. Is that set to at some stage find some consistency?
Well, I'm sure they'd like to think so. I mean, I think since Kevvy took over, there's been 15 different spine combinations. Now, sometimes that's due to injury, sometimes it's not, it's due to form, etc. But you just mentioned about some of the spine members for the Cronulla Sharks. And the top four teams in the competition at the moment, in my opinion, the rest underneath the top four are just making up the numbers. Now, people may listen and say, oh, what a load of bullshit, but I just think that is certainly the case. I mean, you look at the Melbourne Storm, they've got Pappenhausen, Munster, Hughes, and also Harry Grant. They got four genuine people in the team that can ask questions of the defensive line. You go to some of the lesser sides, and it's not quite in that same elk. So you need some consistency by all means, and that in turn, I suppose, gets some continuity with the team and in particular with their attack. And the Broncos were certainly looking for that part.
Yeah, good luck, Bronx. Hey, just Coz, can I tell you, I know you've got a big weekend of league to come. Oh, no, it's your 40th birthday celebrations. Anyway, if you need to, do you know that last weekend was the first weekend in the history of the NRL there were more Papali'is playing in the competition than Smiths?
Mate, I'll tell you something about Papali'i's and what's going on in the modern game at the moment. As you know, being an ex-commentator yourself, is the amount of name changes. Mm. They come into the competition, it was Josh Papali, and now it's Papali'i. There's at least 5 to 10 different people. Like, it was Nick Kotrick for a long time, and now it's Nick Chotrich.
Well, you know what happens, Cos, because their mums, they become famous. I used to see it happen after they'd played 10 games or so. Their mums would go, hey, listen, Ray Warren's calling you such and such. That's not our name. Can you go? And they'd come up to you and they'd go, oh, Mr. Martin, can you please start calling me la, 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 la? I go, oh, isn't that what we've been doing? No. This is, and we'd end up taping it. That's what we do. So we got their name exactly right.
Exact,
it's so
pronunciation.
I love the way you guys in league now actually call them by their correct pronunciation rather than just having a guess.
One of the famous ones, just to quickly finish, was a guy by the name of Gary Tupu was playing for the Broncos on the wing. And when he turned up at training, he was too scared to tell Wayne what his real name was. And Wayne sort of said, hey, what's your name? You said, oh, he come up with Gary. That's what he come up with. But his real name was Tame Tupu.
Yeah,
instead of saying Tame, he come up with Gary. We called him Gary for 2 years.
Happy birthday, mate.
See ya. Thanks, mate.